Hello and welcome to D3 Stock Podcast, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shataj Anand, and today I have with me a very special guest, Hiren Ved, who is a director and chief investment officer at Alchemy Capital. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Ved.
Well, thanks, Shataj, so much for having me here. And, hello and Diwali greetings to everybody at Money Control.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Ved. Well, moving on to the questions. The first question I want to put it across to you is that there is joy on D Street, as well as equity markets across the globe. In fact, the liquidity wave has taken benchmark indices to record high, while other markets have still some work to do. So what is fueling rally in Indian markets?
Well, I think, Shataj, there are a couple of things. I think first and foremost, I think we've seen that the number of active cases and the recovery rate in India is reasonably good, right? So we had, a very rapid rise in cases. Obviously, we have to keep in mind that, given the population of our country and the health infrastructure. But I think with very active intervention by the government and the policy, and by whatever the effective healthcare infrastructure, we've been able to bring down the number of cases, I think, which has given a lot of confidence for us to unlock the economy. And the second thing is that when we look at a lot of the high frequency data on how the economy is recovering, I think that initially there was a lot of skepticism as to how the economy will recover. But I think since August, we've seen a very sharp recovery in economic activity. And I would say that lastly, if we look at the Q2 results of companies, right, I think the Indian corporate sector has really managed this crisis in a really exemplary manner. Despite the fact that top line growth has been very muted, given the fact that we were still struggling with the lockdown and the after effect of the pandemic. But I think the way businesses have managed their costs and margins, has come as a very pleasant surprise. And I think that, creates a fundamental basis for the markets to rally. Because, before the Q2 results were out, the only reason that people gave for the markets to rally was liquidity. Right. But I think, yes, liquidity is very important. But I think the fact, the way the economy has recovered and the way the corporate sector has adjusted to the pandemic, I think are more important reasons why the markets are where they are.
Right. In fact, markets where they are. And, if you look at what's happening today, markets have hit fresh record highs in the run-up to Diwali. In fact, Sensex is what, at 43,000. Nifty 50 has climbed 12,600. But sort of, if you look back at the data, it suggests that sort of 15 sectors fell more than 10%, while IT, healthcare, and energy sector, sort of rose more than 10% from January 20 to 9th of November, when the markets again repeated the record high. So it looks like the rally is narrow. So, will the momentum continue? What are your thoughts on that?
See, Shataj, I think what happens typically is that when you have a bear market, right, and the definition of a bear market is when the headline indexes correct more than 20 to 25%, more often than not, you have a change in sector leadership, right? Sure. And that's what we saw in the 6 to 9 months of this year, where we've seen the healthcare index, the IT index, and you mentioned the energy index, but I think that's largely being driven
because
by Reliance.
Yeah,
it's part of. But people now take Reliance more as a tech play rather than an energy play. Sure. But I think that, therefore, what we've seen is that healthcare and IT, which were relatively less impacted, or in fact, I would say that actually benefited from the crisis, and where the visibility of earnings was the best, is where the capital actually flew. And now, as we unlock, we are seeing that some of the other sectors which were dramatically impacted by the COVID crisis, which is the consumer discretionary sector, the auto, and the financials are now playing catch up. So I'm not surprised that we've seen, pharma and IT lead the pack so far.
Right. Well, my follow-up question is regarding that. Which sectors will lead the next leg of rally and why?
Kshitij, if you look at, if you look at the very short to medium term, right, I think what we've witnessed in the markets is that there is a significant sector rotation that is happening, right? It started with the re-rating of the pharma sector, then it was the FMCG sector, then it was followed by tech, then it was followed by auto, and now you're seeing the banks and financials also start to work. I think as the risk of the COVID crisis recedes, and as the news of the vaccine comes to the fore, and as economies open up, I think in the near term, what is now popularly called as the unlock trade, or sectors which were relatively lagging, may outperform in the near to medium term. But my sense is that, if you take 12 to 15 months from the crisis, which is March 2020, right? I think these differentiation over a period of time will become irrelevant, whether a company is from a lockdown sector or an unlock sector. I mean, these are all near-term correlations which are which come to the fore whenever we have a huge crisis. But my sense is that, let's say by March or June next year, 2021, I think we will cease to look at sectors. And I think we will go back to how markets function, which is, individual companies, no matter from which sector they are, will be rewarded as long as they are able to produce growth and profitability.
All right. And in fact, we are approaching the festival of lights, Diwali, and as well as Samvat 2077. So what is your message to investors on this auspicious occasion?
Well, I think I would say that, in my opinion, and obviously with the benefit of some hindsight, I think that one thing that that kind of surprises me, but no longer surprises me, is that how adaptable the Indian entrepreneurs and businessmen are, right? I mean, we all were very tense when demonetization happened. True. And we said, what's going to happen when 70-80% of the currency under circulation is going to be taken out, what impact it is going to have. And then a couple of months down the line, the economy was back up and running, right? You had a similar feeling when the pandemic hit us, and we said, we've never seen something like this, where the entire economy shut down like for 72 days. And here we are, a couple of months down the line, we are seeing that, just Indians in general and entrepreneurs and businessmen and consumers have really adapted so well. So I think that I think one lesson is that, we see far more resilience in the Indian corporate sector, perhaps because we are so attuned to dealing or working in a very tough economic environment and tough policy environment with a lot of uncertainty, that, as they call the old Indian word of jugaad, right? I mean, we are able to navigate any kind of situation. And I think that is something that we need to keep in mind, which is that we should not become too pessimistic when we have headwinds, and neither should we be overly optimistic when things go the right way, because, more often than not, we stumble somewhere. So I think there is an inherent resilience that we see. Secondly, I think that every crisis has unleashed a new productivity cycle in the corporate sector, whether it is consolidation, whether it is cost cutting, whether it is more productivity, whether it is focus on profitability and returns. I think every crisis has led to a new cycle. And I think we are, in many senses, as we close down somewhat 2076 and move into 2077, I think that we are starting a new bull market cycle in India and a new economic cycle in India for sure.
Well, encouraging words from you, Mr. Ved. And the last question is, I'm sure it's a very interesting one for our listeners as well. So what are the key lessons from summer 2076? And a lot happened in the last, 12 months or so. We saw record highs. We saw, again, markets hitting 52-week lows, then again, bouncing back, so on and so forth. So, key lessons from summer 26 and which will come handy for investors in 2077 as well.
Markets have very large, significant swings. And sometimes these swings, make you sit and wonder, about the stocks and companies that you've invested in. But I think that, markets in this age where information, moves very quickly. And obviously with every crisis, we are seeing that the governments tend to infuse larger and larger amounts of liquidity, which causes these extreme risk-off, risk-on movements in the market. And therefore, to some extent, this is a new normal that we've seen. True. Secondly, I think that, the old adage that people say that, there is always, some mean reversion that happens in the markets. And we've seen that, suddenly where there is a consensus and there is over optimism and over participation, that's where the delta is the biggest. And similarly, nobody wanted to invest in, and everybody was underweight in the pharma sector until the crisis happened. And then everybody was running to increase their weight in pharma. So I think, in the longer run, it's going to be very difficult for us to anticipate every crisis. And the way we invest and the way we build our portfolios, I think there needs to be a certain balance where we don't get too greedy when something is doing very well, and neither do we ignore stuff that is not doing well. I think as long as we are able to keep a reasonable balance, right. And, I think it's easier said than done. I'm not saying that I've mastered it myself, but I think one of the lessons is that we need to have a little bit of a dispassionate view of how we invest and how we position ourselves, that, neither too much of greed is good, nor too much of fear is good. And I think creating the right balance between risk and opportunity is so very crucial to succeed and survive in the capital markets and make money from it.
Right. Well, on that note, thank you, Mr. Ved, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Shitish. Thanks for having me.